Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Fred. I am responsible. I am accountable. I am capable of assisting people to find their true voice and then deliver it effectively into the world around us. With 40 years in mental health, 32 of them as a psychiatrist, and then a massive amount of conversations, including podcasting and expert speaking, keynote speaking, I have the opportunity to really see the magic that it takes to find one's authentic self and then deliver it effectively into the world. And if you're like me, you can see that now more than ever, that's what's called for. So today is that day. Now is that time. Come forth. Join me in the broadcast. You'll see on the other side of this at True Voice with Dr. Fred. Okay, well, welcome to the show. What, you know, life is just freaking crazy, right? You just go one step in front of the other, and that's what you see. You just see things that you didn't know you were going to see. I somehow really think that I should be able to predict what's running around the corner or what my best contribution is to a particular set of circumstances. And it's not always that simple. In fact, it's almost never that simple. So the idea is you just do take one step in front of the other. You know, today, just like many days, I had moments in time where I had no idea what was happening. Like, you know, what's my point? Like, why am I here? Who am I supposed to talk to? Or what worthiness is there in taking this next step? Like, how, you know, I forget that I have anything to say to anybody. And even though I'm pretty talkative and pretty well connected, I think, compared to most people, you know, I've got great friends, a full on network of people, powerful people who are up to doing great things. And even with that, external validation, I often find myself incapable of being able to really even identify with what good thing is there to do next. And so maybe I'm speaking to some of you when I say that. It's a confusing world, and it's a world where I sometimes find myself just naturally tumbling. And it feels, whoa, I don't want to tumble. And then I just realize that maybe tumbling is the natural state of affairs. Or skidding, you know, like I'm on ice, like, whoa, I can't get any traction. And then, you know, nope, that's also just a natural state of affairs. Or, you know, stopped at a brick wall where I just have nowhere else to go. And it's just, I don't even know why I would anyways. And then I get, no, that's also a natural state of affairs. And that's the essence of the Welcome to Humanity brand. The idea that, you know, everything that the world has to offer is happening for you rather than at you or to you. So when you really get that going, that everything the world has to offer is happening for you, at least for a moment, I can be like overwhelmingly entertained by the life is that, you know, that is being turned my way. There are certainly some vibrations in life circumstances that are not pleasant, to say the very least. You know, they're frightening or they're painful or they're anxiety provoking or they're create some level of dismay or distrust. I was talking to a friend today about the concept of betrayal. And, you know, it's such a wicked experience to be betrayed by someone that you trust. And there's, and he was even mentioning, like, if life is like this, maybe it's not worth living. And I really get that. You know, it's part of the experience of life is to go through the parts of experiencing life that make life not worth living. Somehow find yourself on the other side. Even, some people like have made decisions that they're out of here, like they're going to leave. And then sure enough, they're not out of here. Here they still are. And it's awesome. I like how that flame, look at that. That flame just kind of popped up right here. Like, nope, I'm not out of here. It's pretty beautiful. Let me give you the chat number. Sam's not going to make it with us today. Let me give you the chat call-in number. Maybe you've been intimidated by the idea of having to come on with me and Sam as we like tag team together with whatever your questions are. If you've been tuning into this conversation over any of the last few weeks or months, you know that we really do love having people's call in from the outside, but most of the time people don't call in. But today, maybe I'll get lucky. So let me just give you that number. It's 1-888-627-6008. It's 1-888-627-6008. You'll run across our tech guy, and then he can funnel you right directly into what it is that we're doing here, so we can have an exchange, some interaction of sorts. So I think we're only going to go maybe for half an episode today. We'll see. The episode is an hour, and maybe I'll go on, but I think we're really looking at half of an episode, and meaning I'm going to go about a half an hour. So I want to take a look at a few different things that have come up for me today. I just got a message from a man who lives in China, and I just got this message moments ago, and I thought, wow, that's landing, because it's time for me to talk about this on a podcast. I've been doing a fair amount of guesting recently in podcasts, and now I have another podcast that's launching called The Healthy Healer, which I invite you to take a look at. It's out there on Apple and Spotify and all the Libsyn sites. And I want to say something about the experience with this call or this contact. So I went to a Tony Robbins event where Tony was there. He was actually at one of his homes up in Sun Valley, Idaho, a couple of weeks ago. And he had a number of speakers, 21 speakers. And, you know, some of them I deeply resonated with. Some of them were slightly over my head, and some of them I didn't resonate with. But mostly all of them were fascinating at the very least. The one man who was most fascinating to me was this man from China. And his name is Bo Xiao. And I just love what he's up to. I love where he's been. And he speaks a little bit to what I just was talking about, meaning he was an early entrepreneur in his 20s, and he became a billionaire in his 20s. And he had everything that, you know, one person could ever want, supposedly, in the external world. And he noticed, like most people do notice, and like Tony Robbins says, and like I also have said, which is that your bank book isn't what creates wealth. And he noticed that he just wasn't happy, was not living a life of joy. He was not living a life of satisfaction. And instead, he was living a life that was misaligned and really not in tune with who he really was. Then he went through some incredible changes in his life. And as a function of that, comes out on the other side with loving being a dad, loving being a human, and loving his life. And no longer simply chasing a bank book balance, which isn't what he's ever done. He's been a very conscious entrepreneur. But he really, really exemplified this idea of, you know, taking time for ourselves, taking time to be mindful, taking time to be generous, to be compassionate, to be accepting, to be aware, you know, those kinds of things that actually can bring a sense of wealth. When what you're doing is aligned with who you are, you know, when what you're doing is truly aligned with who you are, that is the opportunity to declare wealth. Meaning that if you can extract from life everything, you know, some degree of joy, or maybe a maximum degree of joy with whatever life is offering at a given time, knowing that life is actually happening for you rather than to you or on you, or at you, then you in fact become wealthy. A much larger description of your wealth sits there than does with whatever your so-called net worth is. So, you know, we like to think that wealthy people have high net worths, but it's not always true. Or we like to think that people with high net worths are wealthy, and that might even be less intuitive, like more counterintuitive, that the oftentimes the people who have earned very large amounts of money and then are sitting on that level of money because they don't know what to do with the excess money they have, who are just working to make their money make money, are some of the more unhappy people in the world. And, you know, when you don't have money, you think that money is going to be what makes you happy. And you really just hope that when you arrive at some degree of consistent revenue stream or a paycheck that puts you over the top and leaves you, you know, with some access to new levels of income, that you're going to be happier. And maybe for a short period of time, you will be happier, but it isn't all that it takes to be happy. And then we all have so many conversations about money. I was talking to someone just really an hour before this call about this, a woman doctor who was telling me that, you know, she was self-sabotaged in her early career because her family didn't make a lot of money when she was growing up. Her grandfathers didn't make a lot of money. And so she felt like she was defacing the family by making so much money. So she self-sabotaged and nearly got herself thrown out of the medical profession as a function, a result of that. We have so many stories about money. You know, I know my story was that if I was ever to get wealthy, ever to get like rich with money, then maybe I would misuse it, that I couldn't trust myself to use money effectively for helping the world or for reinvesting in projects that are worthwhile, et cetera. And that I would somehow be seduced by money, which, you know, in some phrases is the root of all evil. But money isn't the root of all evil. I mean, money's inanimate, so it can't be the root of anything. Money itself, it has no life and has no intention and doesn't really do anything. But how we manage money, yes. How we manage money, the stuff that we do if we just go hog wild without being intentional, without creating some sort of a chain or a plan or a strategy of what to do with money as it flows, then we live the possibility of misusing money. It's kind of tricky when we don't treat it for what it simply is and for what it's not. So anyways, going back to Bo, we have an idea, you know, where I reached out to him. I'm like, I really want to talk to you. We're up to similar tricks here. You're up to so many good things. And he's up to super great things in the world of consciousness, in the world of being a dad, in the world of being steady, in the world of making a difference. And so he wrote back that he's super interested in talking to me. And so I'm going to have a conversation with this man, which I just feel honored. But my point to you, my listeners, is that that didn't happen because I'm famous, and it didn't happen because I'm hanging out with famous people even. It happened because when I saw someone who was aligned with teaching me something, I actually reached out and asked him to be, let's say, my friend or to have a conversation with me. It takes a level of vulnerability to step into that cell. Like, I'm not necessarily, and I can't even imagine actually cutting a deal with Bo here. I don't have that being, that's not my point. It's not to create a business relationship. I guess, you know, maybe one could happen, but it's not the intention of the call. The call is that there's a like-minded individual out there that I can learn from, and perhaps I can make a contribution to whatever he's up to in the grander scheme, which is plenty, and it would be an honor. So I'm asking you, when you start feeling like skeptical or when you start feeling stopped or that the hurdles or intrusions, the obstacles that are in your way are getting to be too much, that you don't need different data. You actually just need a different motivation, a different place to launch from that says, let me ask for help. Let me ask for guidance. Let me ask for a friend. Let me ask for a colleague. Let me try to learn something. Let me read. Let me listen. You know, the things, let me be receptive to what the world has to offer, because then I can grow. You know, I sometimes get this idea that I'm pretty smart and that I don't need to grow, that I just have everything. I mean, I do. I have everything that I could ever need to have become me. Sort of like, you know, that's intuitively obvious. We all have everything that we need to become who we've now become. But do I have the goods to be vulnerable enough to actually ask for assistance or ask to learn more? And how can I be, obsessed or compelled to learn more at any given moment, which requires, of course, a number of things. Number one, realizing that I don't know everything, realizing that most of what I know is probably actually wrong, and realizing that there are people out there that can absolutely add to my world and maybe even allow me to add to their world. And there's nothing more important or nothing more healing than connecting with another human being. So as part of Welcome to Humanity, and also part of True Voice, we get it that at the heart of all healing is the essence of a human connection. And I really mean that. That's all healings of all conditions of all types. We like to have conversations. Here I'm out here with myself, you could say. I mean, you know, I have my cats over here and I got a fireplace behind me and I got my wife downstairs and a friend who's staying over. But in reality, I'm not having a conversation with anything but a box here and imagining that there are some people out there who might be listening to what it is I have to say. Inside this connection, in that imagination, I'm hoping there's someone out there that is actually resonating or is actually moved by some of the speaking that I'm doing here, some of the ideas that I'm bringing forth. Because without that, this would be just pointless. If I knew each and every week that there were having zero listeners and nobody there to even address or be with anything I'm saying, then I wouldn't do it any longer. Because what's really important here is I, like all 7.8 billion of us, really know that what I want more than anything is to be acknowledged, to be heard, to be given some degree of recognition for being alive, and then maybe having a contribution to what it means for you to be alive. So I hope that's resonating with someone out there. And if it's not, then TJ, I think this is our last meeting, because I wouldn't want to keep speaking to nobody through the sessions. With that said, if you're listening and you'd like to call in, now would be a good time. I'm going to take a commercial here in just a moment. It's a little earlier of a commercial, but like I said, we're going to abbreviate this call or this particular podcast to 30 or 40 minutes. So I'm going to take a break here now and play the commercial. And in the meantime, if there's any interest in coming aboard and having a conversation, then pull over to the side of the road and give us a call or call us from your home. The number again is 1-888-627-6008. It's 1-888-627-6008. In the meantime, off we go to a commercial. Thanks, TJ. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you on the flip side. Hello, everybody. It's Dr. Fred again. I wanted to explain to you a little bit about one of the names I have called the Undoctor. What is the Undoctor? Well, after about 15 years in the field of me being misaligned with what I was doing, because I was medicating people even knowing that medications were not the right answer, and I was diagnosing people even though I didn't always believe that they had the diagnosis that I said that they had, even though they did meet the criteria, etc., I like seeing humans for exactly who they are and who they're not, and not as a diagnosis. So in 2006, I began the process of becoming the Undoctor. I unmedicated, undiagnosed, and then undoctrinated a bunch of people. Like, people no longer had to come to a psychiatrist because their condition's cleared. This isn't true for everyone. It may not be true for you, but for some folks who know that their diagnosis doesn't fit and who know that they don't want to keep going through with medications and don't want to be seen as someone who's defective or afflicted, this turned out to be a great intervention. Over time, I stopped doing that, and I no longer do a whole lot of conventional psychiatry. Now I just help people walk through their life and find their true voice. I connect with people straight up, not as if there's a power gradient between a doctor and a patient, but it's two humans connecting and resonating with each other. As it turns out, that's where all healing emanates from. So today, I've developed the Welcome to Humanity brand over the last 6 or 7 years, and that really takes into consideration all of this. It is self-explanatory. Basically, each and every experience that we have with humanity is just as exquisite as another, even if it's deeply uncomfortable. From there, we get to actually share these human experiences. From there, we get to resonate and connect, and from there, healing takes place. I also have been helping people with their true voice, and that's why you're here today at True Voice with Dr. Fred. I help people find that true voice, really their authentic self, their core value system, and then deliver it effectively into a world that is eagerly awaiting to hear you. Without your voice, no one will ever hear you. And without your true voice, no one will ever know you. But with your true voice, you can find healing, peace, and love. True voice is what it takes to end all wars. So welcome to True Voice with Dr. Fred. All right. Well, welcome back. And, you know, I really have what I know is a blessed life. And I really get to see, you know, I turned 65 this week, and it was really an incredible experience. I had, you know, all the bells and whistles that come with being 65. When last time I looked, I was like 16. So I'm not sure what happened between those 49 years. But apparently I lived a full life. I lived a pretty full life. So now I get to walk into what it maybe means to be like wise. Kind of a hilarious concept, like, you know, that you can count on me to have lived life and learned a lot from life and then bring that forward. It's funny because, you know, I used to hear people say, well, you know, when you know that you don't know anything, that's when you get wise. And I used to think that that was a pretty wise thing to say, but, you know, they know that they actually do know something. And so then they become humble by saying that they know that they don't know anything. And that is what wise people who know a lot say. And now I'm left in that same conundrum, because what's becoming more and more clear to me is that I simply don't know shit. I mean, I really don't. I certainly don't know anything. And every single thing that I think I know, or everything even more dangerously that I know that I know, is truly up for grabs. You might think, oh, no, I really know this. Like, if I think I know something and you think you know something else, then I probably have the wherewithal to, like, you know, put up with you and even listen to you and, you know, maybe disagree with you and then agree to disagree, and then we get to move on. Now, the next level after that is, like, if I really know something and you know something else that's entirely different, well, then I just will probably be able to tolerate you. But in the end, I'm just kind of feel sorry for you for being misinformed and not knowing what there is to know about whatever it is that we disagree on, because I already know that what I'm saying is right and what you're saying isn't right, because I know that. I mean, that's what I know. And so it creates a new level of sort of a boundary between us, as I can't help myself, at least initially, from judging and assessing you as just simply being wrong. And maybe I'll be kind enough to actually feel sorry for you. The next space, though, is even worse. And the next space is when I know that I know something. And there is a handful of things that I know that I know. After all, they just happen to be true. You know, I just know them. I know those things. You know, there's things that I know that I know. And those things are not even questionable. And if someone actually comes across pretending that what I know that I know is somehow wrong, it's not only insulting, it's very likely that I will consider nothing else that they have to say worthwhile, because who they are about the topic that I know is someone who disagrees with what I know that I know. And if that's fundamental level, they actually think that's so instead of what I know that I know being so, then I probably have no time to actually learn from them about anything else. If they're so silly to believe whatever they believe about what I know that I know, that's different from what I know that I know. With all that said, I mean, it's just funky, because all the shit that we think we know is totally up for grabs and limited by words, limited by our own reason. You know, there's some things that it seems consistent with what we know, you know, but most everything actually takes into consideration some essential prevailing agreement, at the very least, about fundamental things like gravity or time or space, or, you know, some things that we think that we really have access to understanding. including, past and the future, those kinds of things. Or there's some things that we really, some people swear that the earth is round, and then there's a handful of people that swear that it isn't, and they're tend to be pretty intelligent in other ways, and we write them off as being a little bit crazy or theorists or conspiracy or twisted or whatever they are. Oh God, this humanity thing can be really challenging. And what if we were able to just marvel at the whole thing? Like, what if we were able to really get that it's okay to know something, or even to have somebody know something about what they know, and have it be juxtaposed, like diametrically opposed to what it is that you think, And what if we could just be amused with that and just take it in as part of the human experience, that the reason this particular topic or this particular viewpoint is being brought to you is a test of the universe for you to actually get that you don't know beans about anything. Just a thought, right? I'm looking around here. I got these three cats. I got this, they're all in my sight here. They got one cat like 8 feet over there, one cat is 7 feet over there, one cat about 9 feet over there. And you know what they're doing? They're just so chilling. I don't think I've ever been as comfortable as any of my cats are right this very moment. I don't think there's ever been a time in my life where I've been as comfortable as they appear to be right now. And all they're doing is like chill. They're like resting. I mean, they're enjoying the fire and the heat and all that. And maybe they're enjoying that I'm speaking. And, I don't know. They're enjoying, like, he's on the tower and he's on a blanket and he's on the couch top. It's all pretty beautiful. But I don't know how to fall asleep with that level of comfort. And I'm jealous. So probably what gets in the way is my mind and my thinking. And it is what gets in the way. And it's just, we can learn from animals and we can learn from nature things that otherwise don't appear to be human. And those are things that might actually disrupt the things that we know that we know. And so I invite you to really take a look at what does nature have to offer that's different than what you think life is about. And once you get a handle on that, you can believe nature rather than what you think life is about. Like, there's a real possibility that what nature has to offer is what you are too, and that it's been maligned and misdirected and, altered and there's been ulterior motives over the generations that have us now believing things that as being fundamentally so, when in fact, we assume that they're proven and real. And so we just accept them because that's what came down the pipe. But in fact, they're subject, just like everything, to complete paradigmatic shifting. So amazing. All right, TJ. Well, it looks like we're not going to have any actual callers in tonight. And I know that was our hope today to have one. So I'm going to send the listeners off for an early break to go get a meal. If you're in Asia, maybe it's already the morning. If you're in Australia, I think you're just waking up. And then if you're in Europe, you're up pretty late listening to this stuff. So if you're actually listening on real time. Now, if you're listening to one of the recordings of this, that's a different story, but then you can't call in because I'm no longer here. In the background here, you see my two books. I have the Creative Eight. That's the colorful. Oops. That's Creative Eight there. And then Find Your True Voices there. And this is my other book. My third book is Wellness Wisdom. And it's really an opportunity to step into your truest self. Make sure that you actually use creativity and conversation and connection to connect with as many people as possible. We're only here for a temporary time. I don't know if it's going to be better or worse on the next flip, but whatever. It's going to be something. And one of the inevitabilities of life is that death is inevitable. And I don't mean to put you a downer, not at all. Let's just put you into factual reality that death is inevitable. And, no one denies that. And yet we're so terrified of death. So stop being terrified of death and just live life wonderfully. If you can, or just, set it aside or incorporate it. You don't have to be stop being afraid of death. Feel as afraid as you want, but make sure you live life fully, because that's all we really have is the one life, YOLO, and it's time to live it starting right now. So Dr. Fred at welcometohumanity.net, or you can find a little bit more about me at on my Linktree, which is linktr.ee / Fred Moss. Yeah, most of what I'm up to and my events that are coming up, and my books and my podcast hosting, as well as podcast guesting and other special features, including courses and masterminds that I teach. So thank you so much for showing up today. It has been an honor. I enjoy speaking with you. Hoping that some of this grabbed you. And if so, you know, just feel free to like the podcast, maybe even share the podcast. Comment would be fine. And otherwise, we'll see you on the flip side. Thanks for showing up. Bye for now, everyone. Hello, everybody, and I just wanted to thank you for getting through another episode of True Voice with Dr. Fred. Wasn't that great? It is so much fun to interact with people and then interact with my listenership about really finding True Voice and then bringing it forward. I really have never done anything more important than this, and I'm finally aligned with myself by helping others find their True Voice. Let's find your alignment. What do you really want in your life?